Episode 9, News Flash. Dear Ambrose, along with today's tape, I have sent you an envelope with several newspaper clips that I have obtained over the past week. I thought it would be fun for me to send some to you, to let you know what's happening lately in Silver Hollow. I allowed Gray to help pick out some of the newspaper clips because, you know, he's still in the hospital and he's bored because all of the TV channels are about golf and reindeer from Iceland. He says hi, even though he doesn't know who you are and has never seen you once. Oh, and I'm going to read out all of the newspaper clips in this tape to you, even though you're perfectly capable of reading them yourself, because I'm also bored, and I also need something to do. Breaking news. On Monday morning this week, the police discovered an illegal drug operation inside an abandoned warehouse near Whitefield Street, right by the famous Todd's Pizza Parlor. It is rumored that this drug operation may be linked to the mass disappearances that have been occurring in Silver Hollow. The first disappearance was several weeks ago, when David Chen was kidnapped by a violent flock of pigeons in a local park. The incident occurred right when he was in the middle of proposing to his girlfriend, Sasha Rogers. Sasha claims, "The pigeons swept him up into the sky, and they all disappeared. God knows where they are now. I pray for Dave's safety." Keep praying, Sasha, even though it will do absolutely nothing to help. Numerous disappearances have followed the mysterious kidnapping of David Chen. Witnesses report that they have seen dozens of people in the past few weeks getting kidnapped by pigeons in broad daylight. So far, the police have failed to track the whereabouts of the victims. The only clue of their location is the abandoned warehouse near Whitefield Street, which appears to have been an illegal drug factory. Pigeon footprints in poorly sealed packages indicate that the dealers were birds who did not have opposable thumbs, leading the authorities to assume that this drug operation is possibly somehow connected to the mysterious kidnappings. This week's highlights. Chris Hatchett, known in Silver Hollow for her ability to drink impressive amounts of carbonated beverages, has broken the world record for drinking the most amount of cans of Dr. Pepper in 5 minutes. Chris drank a shocking 55.5 cans of Dr. Pepper in one sitting, which resulted in her promptly passing out for 8 seconds. When she recovered, she remained indifferent to the many cheers and standing ovations given by her peers and took the golden trophy without much reaction. She then proceeded to sip on a glass of orange juice. How she did not need to use the bathroom remains a mystery to us all. Hocus Pocus. Girl spooks retirement home with magic tricks. An unnamed girl of about 8 years old has been wandering town performing magic tricks for the residents of Silver Hollow. Many people rumor that she is the daughter of Caroline, a popular criminal defense attorney well known for her case in 2013, in which she was the first person to defend a domesticated alligator in court. The little girl has been seen performing her extraordinary illusion magic in many parts of Silver Hollow, including but not limited to a local bakery, in front of the clock tower in Town Square, Thorngrove University's college grounds, and public elementary schools. A few days ago, she was seen at the Sunfield Retirement Home performing for a large crowd of elderly folks. The little girl's illusion magic is reported to be outstanding, and witnesses claim that they are lifelike. In honor of the approaching Halloween season, the little girl performed a series of Halloween-themed magic tricks for the retirement community. Unfortunately, the illusions caused quite the fright amongst the frail-hearted elders. 3 people died from a heart attack from the girl's performance, and 1 was emotionally scarred by a hyper-realistic illusion of a smiling pumpkin. The retirement home has chosen not to press charges against the girl, though, and a representative explained, "Her performances were lovely, and we don't sue people who do lovely things for us. On the contrary, we should bake chocolate chip cookies and prepare lemonade the next time she comes." The junior illusionist has not been seen in days, and it is unclear where she is right now. This next clip is an advertisement Samuel put in the paper. He got in touch with the newspaper people and stuck in an ad there for free. That weasel. It's really stupid, but Samuel wants you to read it anyway. He's desperate. And he paid me 5 buttons to read it in an interesting manner, so... Do you like learning about the Revolutionary War? The Oregon Trail? The U.S. Constitution? Then come to Samuel's U.S. History Club! Who? This club is led by Samuel Seabury the Crow. What? Immerse yourself in the wonderful world of U.S. history. Learn more about the origins of our nation through primary resources, board games, documentaries, and Hamilton songs. Where? The little woodland area right by Thorngrove University campus. When? 3:00 in the afternoon every Tuesday. Why? Because it's fun. How much? Membership fee is 3 buttons every month. And then it ends there. Sometimes I really worry about that crow. And the 5 buttons weren't even worth it. New pet policy. The elites announced today that from now on, pet owners who do not clean up after their pets will be beheaded on sight. The elites claim that they have approval from Mayor Lorenz, but no direct confirmation from Mayor Lorenz has been heard. In fact, Mayor Lorenz has not been heard from in months. The head elite, Heidi, when asked if the enforcement of this new policy was legal, screamed, "Off with your head!" And that was the last time we heard from our field reporter. Elites are currently walking around town carrying a mobile guillotine to gently remind the residents of Silver Hollow to clean up after their pets. And so far, the lawns of Silver Hollow are looking greener than ever. It is believed that the elites are also planning on banning pets from using the bathroom in the first place. More on this story as it continues. Rat infestation in beloved speakeasy. Visitors of Silver Hollow's Cloverwood Speakeasy have been complaining about rat infestations for several days. Witnesses report that they have seen numerous rats sitting at the bar playing poker while smoking cigarettes and drinking beer, which has caused many people to be concerned about whether the speakeasy is as sanitary as it appears. We asked Daniel Rickaby, a regular visitor of the speakeasy, what he thought of the rat problem, and he answered, "What rats? I don't see any rats. Do you see any rats? I think you drink too much alcohol." He spoke while he simultaneously dealt cards to the rat sitting next to him. Louisa Parker, a health inspector, visited the Cloverwood Speakeasy to take a look. She reports, "The speakeasy is as clean as can be. There's nothing that would have caused a rat infestation. Besides the rats, there's really nothing wrong with the place. No cockroaches, no old food lying about, no dripping pipes. Take out the rats and you have a perfectly sanitary environment." Visitors of the Cloverwood Speakeasy have slowly gotten used to the rats and, like Rickaby, have begun to associate with them. Although there are still many people concerned about the rat problem, most speakeasy members don't seem to really mind. One speakeasy member says, "The rats know how to play a good game of poker, and they often pay for our drinks. I think they're some pretty decent folks. Conspiracy Corner. Angels, real or fake? Do you think angels are real? Well, they aren't. Here are several reasons why you should stop believing in angels. 1. They are a hoax that the government uses to trick people into thinking we're safe, so that they can send spies to steal our brains when we're asleep. 2. Nobody has actually seen an angel, and even if they have, it's usually because they were hallucinating under drugs or they were looking at a Halloween prop from far away. 3. Don't you think it's creepy that angels are watching you all the time? Isn't that an invasion of privacy? Realistically, if angels existed, we would have sued them long ago for being so creepy, but we haven't done that yet, so angels don't exist. 4. Butter, chocolate chips, whipped cream, orange juice, and arsenic. 5. No creature should have that many eyes and wings. It's stupid and unrealistic. I have no idea what that fourth statement on that list is. Maybe the person writing it accidentally put their grocery list on there or something. But let me just say, their argument is a sad, pathetic mess at best. I'd like to see the look on their face once they figured out angels are, surprise, surprise, actually real. Oh, if only they knew. If only they knew. New radio show coming soon. A new radio show is making its way into Silver Hollow. Join Victor Singh every Friday and listen to the residents of Silver Hollow as they try to earn $1 million simply through a 20-minute conversation. How do you win the million, you ask? It's simple. Prove to Singh that you're a saint. Answer all of his questions truthfully, and if he thinks you qualify as a kind, deserving, saintly soul, then he'll hand you the money right then and there. Sign up to appear on Singh's Saint Search today and test to see if your soul is pure enough for the million. Tune in to listen to the show on... And the show's channel number and all of its other details are smudged out because Gray accidentally spilled water on the paper while he was reaching for a drink. Stupid Gray. But that's not important. You know what I'm going to do, Ambrose? I'm going to sign up for Singh's Saint Search. You know why? The whole point of the show is to see if you're a saint, and I'm literally an angel. You cannot get more saintly than that. Those $1 million have my name written on them. Now, I pray nobody else gets the money before I do, because a lot of people are signing up for Singh's radio show, and I'm currently number 618 on the waiting list. But you know humans, they're smelly, flawed, and far from being real, authentic, angelic beings, so I doubt any of them will win before I do. No offense. Of course, I'll send you some of the money, and I'm going to share it with my friends as well, and donate some to charity too. Because angel moral code, the common good, etc., etc. And then, I'm going to spend some of the money on a Larry's Magical Text-to-Speech Typewriter. Those things are really expensive, but winning Singh's radio show will finally allow me to buy one of them. For a while now, I've mostly been sending you tape recordings instead of paper letters because I can't hold a pencil and it's really challenging to type on a keyboard with paws. It's not super easy though, finding the time to buy new tapes and recording them and shipping them over to you in a box. But with the text-to-speech typewriter, I'll be able to save much more time and space by having a magic typewriter write paper letters for me. Isn't that great? We can be real pen pals and not tape recording pal and pen pal. Though, come to think of it, you've never sent a letter back to me in a while. Or at all. You have my address, right? Did you run out of stamps? I'm sure you're just busy. Hey, maybe you can come to Silver Hollow and we can both go on Sing's radio show together. That would be so fun. You're a really good person, better than most flawed mortals, so I think you have a pretty good shot at the $1,000,000. Just make sure to buy me a Larry's Magic text-to-speech typewriter when you do win. Really, Ambrose, you should come to Silver Hollow, if only for a day. I know it's not the sunniest place on Earth, but it's an interesting town to live in. It's funny, I can't remember the last time you came here. I guess that's how long it's been. Oh, and if you do come, we can catch up with each other and sort out any possible misunderstandings and tell each other secrets that we haven't yet told each other. Like, you know, that whole murder thing. Okay, that's it. Just make sure to send a letter back. Really, for real this time, please send a letter back so I can know that you're still alive. See ya. Sincerely, your best friend, Willis. Sleepy Silver Hollow is a production of Crown Crow's Corner. Episodes are written and produced by August Kress. Cover art is by August Kress. New episodes are released bi-weekly on Saturdays. For more information, visit the website crowncrowscorner.com. Thanks for listening.